Council.
This is Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge,
your hometown voice.
And now your host, the Rogue announcer, Jeff Smith.
I am Jeff Smith, the Rogue announcer, and this is Rogue Talk for August 4th, 2017, and we're glad you're all listening today, and I have a special guest with me today. She's been on the show before, but I gave her a little challenge when she was on the show that if she met her goal for the Booster Club, and we'll get into that a little bit more here, that I'd bring her back on the air. And I even told her, I says, I'd let you be a co-host. So we've got her here. And of course that would be the membership director for the Booster Club and the owner of the Rogue Beater. And of course that's Paula Barrow Wright. Welcome back to Rogue Talk, Paula.
Oh, thanks for having me back, Jeff. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I guess the first thing we can get into the less fun stuff is, and not that the Booster Club's not fun, but we're looking for the new school year starting out here in a couple of weeks, and the teams are starting to schedule their practices and all of that. And you've been the membership director the last few years, and we've really grown the numbers in the Booster Club. That was kind of how this goal came about. So the goal was 250, and where did we get to?
So we finished off last year with 260 boosters and around 15 business boosters. So we kind of really expanded, going from 13 to 260, and 4 years is pretty darn good, if I do mind saying so myself.
Oh, I would agree. And I think, and we probably talked about this the first time you were here, that we've kind of moved into a new phase with the Booster Club, and not that there was anything wrong with it a few years back, but there wasn't really a push for growth and to make it bigger and bring in more money. And so we've been kind of undertaking that the last few years. And of course you with your membership drives has been a big part of that, because more members is more potential to get people out to the fundraisers and the games. And so you've obviously been a big part of that. And so that's why you're here today.
Yeah. And it's been fun.
Well, and I have to say that I've already gotten some feedback when I put out the message that you would be on the show. I will quote one of my listeners, best guest ever. So there you go. Ooh. You're getting high praise
high
already.
Praise. Is that your brother?
I'm not telling, well, he is my only listener, so
that's not true.
I know. True. They're all three of them, and maybe they're all three listening today. But
now the people that we got involved, the people that were there were great, but they can only do so much. There was, five active people, and they were doing everything, and they have their own lives and other things. And I mean, they couldn't do that much. So I was glad to jump on board and then bring in a few more people, and then those people bring in people. And Rob Heilman's been really gung-ho and pushing, and our president, new ideas and bringing in more people. And I think we're just going to continue to grow steadily, and hopefully we can get all those alumni to come back and give a little bit back and see the benefits that we've already produced.
Yeah. And it's evident. And I mean, the growth has been huge. And again, you're a big part of that. And Rob definitely has been behind that also. But we've also, I've noticed we've been willing to try some new things and experiment with different methods of fundraising. We kind of stuck our toe into theme nights for football, and then we kind of got away from that, but still added some new elements at the games, some different foods and things mm-hmm. that we wouldn't normally have. And do you think that those things have paid off? Do you think that those were ideas that we're going to carry forward going into this next year?
I think some of them are. I mean, it's all about trial and error. What works, here might not work, you know, in another city. So we're just going to keep trying new things, seeing what works for Rogue River, and then build on those. And hopefully we can just keep moving on up.
Yeah, now you were out of town this last week on vacation, but we had a fundraiser, kind of, I guess we could call it the first fundraiser of the school year, even though school hasn't started here yet. But that was a golf event, and I know you weren't there, and Rob probably would be the best guy to talk about that. But do you have any feedback from how that went? Was it pretty successful?
From what I understand, they raised almost $3,500 profit, so that'll be put back into the school somewhere, into our sporting programs. And everybody that I talked to said the food was great, and you know what, we wish that we had more teams. They only had, I think, 5 teams, but first year, that's pretty darn good. And next year we'll just build on that. So get your golf team together, Jeff.
I gotta get my golf clubs together. I we were talking off air. I haven't touched golf clubs in about 16 years, and I wasn't that good when I had golf clubs. But I'd love to be in an event like that. In fact, I got the message from Rob about it, and it's just, this time of year has been crazy enough with my business, but then we've been, you know, we don't take our vacations often in the summertime because it's a busy time for me. We take a lot of them in the winter. But what we do at my house is start undertaking honeydew projects. And so I've gone from one job to the other most days, and especially the weekends, and we're getting close to winding down on those. Of course, by the time we get everything done, school will start, and then I'll have games to broadcast and games to go to, like Cameron's doing 2 sports, so he's got cross country and soccer. So yeah, just as I will quit being so busy, I will get busy.
Yes.
But it's actually, I look forward to the school year is my favorite busy time, so that's, I'm looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to this athletic starting, you know.
One, of course, we start with football season, and you're a huge football fan, I know that. Mm-hmm. But your biggest fan from the Rogue Talk audience may drop down a notch in the fan list when he finds out you're a fan of the New England Patriots.
Oh, there goes our listener.
he may have hung up at this point.
Sorry.
But so I'm interested then, since we've got you here as the unofficial co-host today. Who is your favorite Patriot player? I think I have an idea who it probably is, but let's find out.
Gronkowski.
And my intuition was right on.
It's close between, you know, him and Edelman. It's very close.
Edelman, yeah, so. I like Edelman. Gronk is an amazing player. He's starting to tiptoe the line of looking like he's out of control away from football. But as long as he keeps that in check, he's a pretty fun player. I was just glad it wasn't Tom Brady, because I'm not a big Tom Brady fan. But
No. I really liked Wes Welker when he was on there.
Yeah.
I was really bummed that, you know, he had to go bye-bye.
Yeah, there's always some guys. But I tell you, my team is coming for you. The Raiders are up and coming. And
my brother and brother-in-law, Raiders fans. I had to endure, you know, nothing, you know, everything in their house where I was Raiders or Niners, because my sister's a Niners and her husband's a Raiders. I mean, every mug, every cup, had either one of those teams on it.
Well, I'm not a Niner fan. I never was. I grew up in the Bay Area, but the Niners was, especially if you're a Raider fan, you just had to hate the Niners. That was how it is.
Yeah.
And it was kind of that way with baseball. I'm an A's fan, and I pretty much hate the Giants, but that wasn't necessary. But with football, it was one or the other. There, you weren't allowed to like both. None of these double-sided hats that they wear at the baseball games. No, yeah. that wasn't allowed for football.
Well, free agency kind of, you know, messed that up too.
Well, it did. And
so
now
it's like you can't have your favorite team because your favorite players are bouncing all over the place.
Yeah, and then, of course, the Raiders moving to Vegas in a couple of years, that that kind of changes things. It doesn't change anything for me because I'm too far away now to care, but probably changes things for a lot of people in the Bay Area that aren't going to want to make the trip to Vegas every Sunday.
Yeah, I see a lot of flights happening.
Yeah.
Straight shots and to Vegas.
Well, and I would consider that to go to a game there. And I'm not a big fan of Vegas. I mean, I enjoy some of it, but I'm not a big gambler and not really crazy about the heat. So,
But
I think it would be fun to go see a game in Vegas. But I imagine I imagine for the first year or two or 10 that tickets probably will be a little tougher to get until they realize that the Raiders are going to be the Raiders of old and losing all the time.
They're still the Raiders.
Yeah. And
no matter where you put them, they're still the Raiders.
But it's a better-looking team than it's been in a while, so we'll see.
They definitely have some talent.
If they can keep healthy.
They can pull it together, stay healthy.
Yeah. It's amazing how losing your quarterback can make a team that looked dominant look pathetic in the playoffs last year, so that's interesting. But you've got some age issues with your team. I mean, Tom Brady's not getting any younger.
Yeah, and I think he just turned 40.
Yeah, right? I mean, that's old for football.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, that's like get the wheelchair. But he's still, you know, pretty darn sharp, so we'll see.
Well, and apparently he's not married to you because his wife said she wants him to retire, and he's not retiring, and I got a feeling that wouldn't fly at your house.
I don't know. He'd probably stay playing just because it was back to me. I'm gone how often? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So the next thing we're going to do on the show today is we're going to give relationship advice. Paula's...
That'll be good.
and Mike in the truck reminds me George Blanda. So I guess Tom Brady's not all that old. What was George Blanda, about 60 when he retired?
Oh, I don't know.
He hung around for a long time, and he was a good player. Well, and he's one of those rare guys that was actually, you know, he was a pretty decent kicker as well as a quarterback. I mean, not that some quarterbacks probably aren't good kickers, but they'd never let them do that today.
No,
it just wouldn't happen.
It's probably in their contract.
The team puts it in the contract. You will not ride motorcycles. You will not.
Yeah, you will not skydive. Yes.
You will not step off the sidewalk unless there's a crosswalk. Yeah, today's athletes are worth quite a bit of money to these teams, and they don't let them. Don't let them do too much, although, well, I mean, look at with the Giants this year. It was Madison Bumgarner, what was he, on his dirt bike or something and got hurt. And I'm sure the team was not happy about that situation.
Nope. And of course, Dodgers fans were.
Dodger fans were real happy because the Giants stink this year.
Yep.
In fact, they just had a series with the A's, and of course they split, which is obnoxious. And especially as an A's fan. But
I like the A's too. Growing up watching them, I played for my girls. You know, when I was a little kid playing, first team was the Athletics. Well, I take that back. First team was the Gophers, but I don't claim that one.
Well, I've seen the pictures of the Athletics team that you were on, and I got to admit, I didn't really want to be friends with you until I saw that picture, and I says, that's the kid I want to know. That's the kid I would have been friends with growing up. I think I reposted that picture, not this time around, but last time you were here.
Yeah, you were stalking me.
Yeah, I was stalking you and circulating that picture, so we had a good time with that. But I love that. That took me back to my childhood, the Little League days, and my dad hated baseball, couldn't stand baseball, and he coached me one year, and he was a really good coach. He was a really big sports fan. He was a great basketball player, even though he was smaller than I am. But he really hated baseball. He wouldn't watch it. He played on a couple of church teams one time, and he got hit in the face with the ball playing shortstop or second base, and he just couldn't stand it. But he coached us, and we had a great team, but... Mike in the truck, he was our assistant coach, and we just, we had such a fun time because we were such a misfit team. I mean, we had a first year coach that really didn't like baseball. It was senior level. It was the last year I played, and they have senior A's and senior B's, and we were a senior B team. So we were, you know, the kids that didn't get drafted, and I was borderline. I probably could have been drafted. I didn't get into the draft because my dad was coaching, and we decided to be a B team, and it was just a bunch of misfit. I mean, it was the senior league version of the Bad News Bears, and I even got a chance to pitch one time, and I was not a pitcher. I was more of a catcher and a utility player, but we had a great time. Finished second in the league. We made the playoffs, and but it just seeing that picture of you on the A's and this, I mean, it's a misfit bunch, and that's what Little League is. You got every size and shape and height, and I mean, you name it, hairstyle. And I just saw that picture and I went, man, that is my Little League days.
yes, it was.
Yeah,
and it was fun playing with my sister and having a brother. Well, most of the time it was fun having a brother that was my coach.
Yeah, it's never fun having a brother, I can assure you. I had two of them.
Oh, I've got four brothers.
Yeah?
Four, two older, two younger. And but John was our coach for many years, but my sister was worse than him.
Yeah.
Yeah, she played left field, and I usually played pitcher or shortstop. And she's afraid of grounders. So that's why she's in left field.
So that's why she's in field, sure.
And, you know, I remember playing with her for years and years. I'd be all dirty and bloody and scraped up from diving and stopping balls, you know, in the 5-6 hole. And I remember one got by me, and she was out there complaining about her having to field this grounder. Are you kidding me? I'm bleeding and filthy.
If you had stopped the ball, she wouldn't have had to field it. I mean, I'm with her on that.
Yeah, she's
I mean,
complaining about how crappy the outfield is for grounders. And
outfielders should never have to field ground balls. That's the infield's job.
You know, I'm being called Ozzie Smith, and she's complaining about one grounder that gets by, you know? Come on, sis.
Yeah. Outfielders are, and I've played some outfield, but outfielders are, they're prima donnas for sure. They think that it's just about speed and grace. It's like, no, us infielders, we get dirty. We get tore up. I played a lot of catcher. That was my favorite position. And yeah, come on, don't give me this.
Yeah.
Oh, I had to field a ground ball.
Yeah.
Suck it up, princess.
Really? One out of like how many million over the years, you know? So, oh, well. But my brother would never get in I'm not going there. You work it out. Not happening.
That's a smart man. Yeah. Don't get between two girls, especially two sisters.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
because we turn right onto him. It's like, what? Don't pick up my sister, you know?
Yeah, I found that out when I was probably about 17, and I was dating a girl, and she had a twin sister. And not only do you not get between sisters, but don't get between twins.
Yeah.
Because they're like a pendulum. They could be fighting and screaming at one another. 2 seconds later, they're hugging, and it's really creepy. But you don't get in the middle of that.
No.
So,
no. A smart man.
Well, I learned my lesson. I took my lumps before. I'm a bit of a slow learner, as I've gotten older, I've gotten a little smarter, or at least I've gotten knocked in the head enough times to quit getting knocked in the head. Well, we've run a little long in this first segment, so we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, a little more of Paula Wright. Don't go away.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting to Rogue River, Gold Hill, Weimer, and beyond. 94.3, The Bridge.
With SRN Sports, I'm Greg Clugston. The Dodgers keep chucking up victories. L.A. downed the Braves 7-4, winning for the 21st time in 24 games. Chris Taylor went 3-for-5 with a 2-run homer and 3 runs scored. The Boston Red Sox added a game to their lead in the American League East with a 9-5 victory over the White Sox. Boston now sits 2 games ahead of the New York Yankees, who were 5-1 losers at Cleveland. Corey Kluber struck out 11 and went the distance for the Indians on a 3-hitter as the Indians kept their 2.5 game lead over Kansas City in the Central. The Royals kept pace by beating the Mariners 6-4. Trevor Cahill got a no decision in his Royals debut. Paul Goldschmidt hit 3 homers, knocking in 6 runs. That pushed the Diamondbacks past the Cubs in Chicago 10-8. Other baseball winners were the Brewers, Rockies, Pirates, Giants, Tigers, and Rays. This is SRN Sports. The Tigers have placed right-hander Michael Fulmer on the 10-day disabled list with an elbow injury. An MRI revealed fluid around the elbow of the 2016 AL Rookie of the Year, but his manager says there is no ligament damage. In Canton, Ohio, the Hall of Fame game kicked off the NFL preseason. The Cowboys beat the Cardinals 20-18. In other NFL news, Panthers quarterback Cam Newton was held out of passing drills for a 3rd straight day as he battles soreness in his surgically repaired right shoulder. Coach Ron Rivera was vague on if this is part of the team's plan for Newton or if he has had a physical setback. After playing home games at the Palace of Auburn Hills for 29 years, the Detroit Pistons are moving to downtown Detroit. The NBA's Board of Governors has formally approved the relocation. The Pistons will begin playing next season at Little Caesars Arena, a new venue that will also house the Detroit Red Wings. This is SRN Sports.
Hello, Kubo. What have you got planned for today?
Come on, this way.
Adventure can be found anywhere, but the best place to start is in the forest.
It's the most powerful magic there is.
Head outside to discover incredible animals.
Wow.
And beautiful plants that come together to create an unforgettable adventure. So grab your loved ones and explore a world of possibilities. Visit discovertheforest.org to find the closest forest or park to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to Rogue Talk, and I am joined in the studio by my guest co-host today, Paula Wright. And if you'd like to call into the show and give Paula a hard time, you can do that at
give Jeff a hard time.
Yeah, well, you know, I only have listeners because you're here. So that number is 541-299-0498, 541-299-0498. And so, of course, Paula's here because I promised her she could come back on the show if she met her goal of 250 Booster Club members this year, and she beat that by 10. So, and honestly, I would have had her back anyhow because, I mean, she's a ton of fun to have here. So, so we'd been talking sports and that, but let's kind of shift gears a little bit. You've got an event tomorrow. You are known as the Rogue Beater on Facebook, and you make a lot of really cool jewelry. And we talked about it last time you were on the show, but let's talk about this event you've got tomorrow. Tell us about that.
So, this came about because when you have kids selling their property and then they have to move back in, you know, again, until they figure out where they're going after they've sold their property. So I had to move everything out of my work cottage. And I realized I have a lot of jewelry that I need to sell. So tomorrow, one day only, at Sheer Attitude Salon, there on Main Street in Rogue River, trying to sell it, trying to make space in my cottage. So come on down. It's going to be fun.
Yep. So Sheer Attitude is over in the over in the building where
Noah
Jarvey moved, and he kind of renovated that building, and or I think he owns that, actually.
I think he does.
And
yeah.
he renovated that, and it's really nice. He really fixed it up well, and Sheer Attitude is there. And my daughter Mackenzie does nails over there. She just started there about a month ago. And so, but Paula will be there tomorrow. And we talked about this last time you were here, and we looked at some pieces that you had. But, I mean, go on Facebook and go search the Rogue Beater. And incidentally, my phone says that beater is not a word. Puts that little red line under it every time I type that in. But, and she's got a ton of pictures on there of a lot of cool stuff that she's made. And the prices are really good. We talked about that last time. So, you know, I want to encourage everybody, and especially you guys, take your wife over there. I'm sure there's more than a few of you out there that are in the doghouse for some reason or whatever, that, you know, maybe you didn't get all those baseboards in last weekend that you promised you would, but
your honeydew didn't get done.
You know, if there's not enough check marks on the honeydew list, go make some points over there and go see Paula. She's got some beautiful stuff. And
I'll be there from 10 till 6 p.m. So
all day long. Yeah, you know, get over there and check it out.
Please stop by, say hi.
Yeah, definitely so. And I might even pop in, even though I don't need any extra brownie points. It can't hurt. And my wife loves jewelry, so.
Yeah, you need all the brownie points you can get.
Well, that's true. That's true, because football season is coming, and I will be gone every Friday night. And so, yeah, I probably could use some in reserve.
Yeah, so you need one for every Friday night.
That's right. That's right. I've tried to bank those points. It doesn't work that well.
No, it doesn't.
It's like, yeah, I know that was bad, but I had all these points in reserve. Yeah, she doesn't see it that way.
Yeah. So. Don't you remember all these points I had built up? Yeah. No, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, the brownie points with the wife are kind of like protein. Your body doesn't store it. You have to keep at it. You can't.
It forgets. Has amnesia. What points?
Yeah. Yeah, that protein you ate this morning, yeah, it's gone. You need to eat more. We don't store protein here. So, yeah, that's how brownie points work.
How's Mackenzie liking?
Mackenzie is really liking it. When she first got her license, she was at a different salon, and then we found out she was having the baby, and she wasn't sure what she wanted to do at that point. She was just starting to build her business up, and she got the opportunity to move over to Sheer Attitude. And she loves it there, and she's treated well over there. And not that the other salon wasn't treating her well, but she feels like that's a home for her. So now she's actually expanding her days there. She was doing 2 days a week. Now it's going to be a third day. And so as long as we're plugging Sheer Attitude and plugging your sale, I'll tell you that Nails by Mackenzie, and she's also at Sheer Attitude. And so go and see her. Her prices are good, and she's
beautiful work. I've seen.
She does. She's been posting pictures. A lot of those pictures are my wife. I won't tell you which ones because she she has to approve any picture that gets posted on Facebook. I'm not allowed to post pictures of her without prior approval. That goes into that brownie point category.
Uh-huh, exactly.
But yeah, she does do a nice job, and she's learning. You know, as a newer tech, you know, with certain things that she doesn't do as much, she's trying to learn to get better at those. But yeah, she's done some beautiful designs, and she's also on Facebook, Nails by Mackenzie on there. Take a look at her designs, and again, look at the Rogue Beater, look at her jewelry, and get over there tomorrow. I don't know if Mackenzie will be there tomorrow, but Paula will be there all day, so get over to see Paula. But yeah, she's really... I think she's really starting to feel comfortable with it. It's going to be a bit of a challenge when the baby comes.
That's what you're for, right, Grandpa?
Well, yeah. Grandma and Grandpa. But actually, I mean, they're making accommodations for her down there where she can even bring the baby with her.
Oh, I'm sure. Marcy's great.
Yeah, Marcy's wonderful.
Marcy Gray, you know, owner of Sheer Attitude Salon, is awesome. We've been friends for years. And her husband, Bob, works at the school. And he's a great guy. And I mean, it's going to be like a family.
Now you mentioned Marcy. She was looking for some opinions recently on Facebook about a hairstyle. Did you catch that post that she did?
I did see that post. Did you notice I didn't comment?
Well, I did.
Because she looks great no matter what.
And I didn't comment either, but I did. I have to admit, I liked the short.
Uh-huh.
But I was a little concerned that she was going to let her husband decide because... Yeah, she can decide.
Yeah, yeah.
But so you didn't say, but which one did you prefer?
Well, with this heat the way it is, I would say short now. Go short. I'm like seriously thinking of just Sinead O'Connor here in a minute. So. You know, it's just way too hot. I mean, I like hot, but this is ridiculous.
Well, that's funny because I live in a household. Well, Mackenzie's not there now, but I was in a household with three women, and every time haircuts got mentioned by one of the three women, that was the first thing I said to him. You going for the Sinead O'Connor this time? Of course, from the two girls, I'd get funny looks because they're like, who is Sinead O'Connor?
Yeah.
Then I'd show them a picture and they go, no way.
Oh, they might reconsider this heat that we've got going on right now.
I can relate. We've been, in fact, Cameron and I were out working yesterday, and we got done by 1 o'clock, and that was good. And then we had lunch in the air-conditioned confines of the DQ.
Yes.
Little ice cream, little cold drink, and we were happy to drive home not melting. But yeah, as most of you know, I work in landscape maintenance, and yeah, it's been miserable this week.
Yeah, I was seriously, when I came home the other day, and I walked in and the dogs are, you know, laying flat on the nice cool floor. I'm like, when's the last time I mopped? Can I do that? Yeah, I can do this. So I'm seriously eyeballed that floor because it looked nice and cool.
Absolutely. Well, we've been putting new laminate floors in our house in all the rooms. We had had it in the kitchen in the front room, but we tore out all the carpet. And yeah, those floors, they look pretty good when I get home. It's like, yeah, that's cool. The dogs are laying there.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
The rest of the family would look at me funny, but it would be worth it.
It'd be worth it.
The way this heat has been. And if we have any out-of-town listeners today listening online, we hit, what did we hit on Wednesday? Was it 113, 114, something like
yeah.
that? We were hotter than Phoenix, Arizona this week, so I will admit their nights were hotter, which I am thankful that we weren't hitting the high lows, because it's hard to sleep at night when it's 85 degrees. But that's actually cool for Phoenix. I was in Phoenix one time when it was 115 and it never got below 101. It was like, oh,
yuck.
Thank goodness for air conditioning, because you wouldn't sleep at night.
Now, do you have air conditioning in your
yes,
home?
Yes, yes.
We don't, so we have to do the whole open the windows, close the windows.
Put the fans up.
Yeah,
and yeah,
yeah, yeah. And some people get really serious about, no, make sure you close the windows.
Mackenzie has one window air conditioner, and so we loaned her all of our fans. And as long as my AC holds up, we'll be okay. But knock on wood, you know. When it runs almost constantly, it's a little bit of a worry sometimes.
Well, we used to live in Porterville.
Uh-huh.
And our air conditioner would click on at 8 o'clock in the morning and click off at about 2 a.m. So you had like a few hours where the air conditioner wasn't running, but it was ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm usually the last one to shower at night and get into bed, and there's been nights where I'm getting in bed at midnight and the air conditioner's still running, and I'm like, that's wrong.
Yeah.
I didn't move here for this.
yeah, I couldn't believe that when I saw the post of what this week's temperatures were going to be but like when I was down in Oxnard where the high was 76, you know, nice ocean breeze wafting in, and I saw the 114. Are you kidding me? Chose the wrong week to be gone.
Yeah, you should have stayed an extra week, I think. But, well, hopefully we get past this, although it's looking like hundreds at least. We're not going to be 114 anymore, but we're still going to be in the hundreds for better part of another week. So, yeah, I'm going to continue to do as little as possible during the week and get home as early as I can. And it's funny because, you know, when earlier in the year, that we started off the year with Snowmageddon, as we've called it, or Snowpocalypse. I've had a lot of names for it here
yeah.
on Rogue Talk. But so we had really almost unprecedented snowfall to start the year, and now we're breaking temperature records in the middle of summer. So it's been
and
an
interesting. We had rain clear, you know,
when
in
it
June.
Rained, well, yeah, previous. Yeah. It rained yeah. from October to June,
mm-hmm.
and then when it wasn't raining, it was snowing.
Yeah.
And now we're hotter than Phoenix. And
now, Carl, could you bring the snow back?
Yeah, yeah, we'll take this. We'll take snowpocalypse. Just don't kill any more horses. That was a sad story we talked about.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But yes, bring the snow back. I hate the heat. But yeah, it's been a crazy weather year here in Little Old Rogue River. So. Now, what there's been a lot of we've covered the Booster Club and we'll promote the sale one more time before we leave the air, get it fresh in everyone's mind. But with the upcoming school year, I've noticed a lot of people taking some new jobs at the school, kind of moving around. What is your job going to be this year?
So my job this year is going to be 5 hours as athletic secretary. And then 3 hours still in special ed paperwork.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So still the same two jobs you finished the year with last year.
Yes. So I haven't moved around again.
But you do have a new athletic director that you'll
we
be
do.
Working with, and that's
we do.
And if you're listening, JJ, if you listen to this, don't ignore my messages. We will hunt you down and get you on Rogue Talk.
Yeah, you should see the look in his eyes, JJ. He's serious.
Well, Paula said that. Paula said if I couldn't get you on, she would take care of it. And I don't mess with Paula, so we're going to get you on the show, JJ. But, you know, JJ's the new athletic director. Now, have you two met regarding the job yet?
We've met several times.
Okay.
And communicate, you know, quite often on...
And I know from through the grapevine at least that Tom did a really nice job of helping JJ get up to speed and kind of helping him understand what was going to be expected of him. And
yeah, Tom was great. You know, I don't think anybody fully is prepared until they're in the middle of it. So it's going to be interesting because this is only my second year doing athletic secretary and JJ's first. So I'm sure we're going to make some boo-boos. But.
Well, when I show up for a game and there's no game there, I know I can blame you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can certainly try.
Yeah. So I noticed that a lot of the fall schedules are already starting to go up. I saw six football games. Are we expecting to schedule one or two more before the...
I think we're trying to schedule a few more. I know we've got the Jamboree coming up on the 26th. And hopefully we've added some, I haven't checked.
The last I checked, we had four home games in a row and then two away games. And I'm expecting we'll schedule at least probably one more away game, if not two.
Yeah, I hope so. But I think we also have, for the Jamboree, four teams coming, I think.
Yeah, and the Jamboree wasn't on the schedule, so I didn't see that one. But, yeah, and that's always how, you know, they always start the season with one of the Jamborees or another. Which one are we going to? Do you know?
We're actually having it here.
Oh, we're having it here this year.
We're having it here.
Oh, well, that's good news. So that you said that's coming up in...
On the 26th.
26th of August. So, well, that'll be a fun time.
Yeah.
I'll have to cover that, at least for Rogue Talk. We won't broadcast probably any of that action on the sports broadcast, but we'll definitely cover that for Rogue Talk. And
so the Booster Club will have the concession stands open, and we're looking at maybe having a... like a yard sale, garage sale at the same time. So don't throw anything away.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned the swag. My Mike in the truck is already looking for his swag. I got a new hat. In fact, I got it at Rooster Crow.
Oh, nice.
And that was another heat wave. It always seems that we seem to get it either a heat wave or... Rain for Rooster Crow every year. So did you volunteer in the Booster Club booth this year?
I did. I was recovering from pneumonia. So
oh, jeez.
I was there, you know, about 6 hours, and then I had to go home and take a nap.
Yeah, I can definitely understand that for sure. But, yeah, I finally broke down, got my Chieftain Nation hat.
Awesome.
I couldn't get the fitted hat because we didn't have any extra smalls, and I'm a pinhead, and not just figuratively, but literally. I'm right between a 6 3/4 and a 6 7/8, which is pretty small, and the small hat would be fine until I wore it for about a day, and then it would flop around on my head. So I went with the golf style hat, got the Velcro in the back.
The Velcro, yeah.
So
nice.
Yeah, I'm, you know, looking like the old man that I am. I got my Velcro hat.
Wear it proud. Wear it proud.
But I gotta say, that's one of the things that I'm enjoying about this kind of revitalization of the Booster Club is we've put a lot of thought into the merchandise and what the logos will look like. And I like that hat. In fact, I wear that hat all the time now. That's my new go-to hat. And Mike in the truck says, you are a pinhead. And I appreciate that, Mike in the truck. He also wanted to let me know earlier that Blanda was 48 when he retired. So that makes me feel old because I'm not quite 48, and I can't imagine playing professional football.
I'm beyond 48, and I can't imagine.
Yeah,
we'll see how far beyond.
Yeah, we won't tell anybody how old you are, but and it's not polite to ask anyhow. So so did we do well at our Booster Club fundraising at the Rooster Crow and I have a feeling I know the answer to this because I was involved in a couple of activities with the Rooster Crow this year. So did we do well, or did we do like it looked like everyone was doing and kind of struggled?
Yeah, we struggled a little bit at Rooster Crow with the 108-degree weather. I think we signed up 19 or 20.
Yeah.
You know, a few new and a few renews, so not too bad, not too shabby.
I got to admit, they were doing a good job of pushing it, because they were relentless on me, trying to get me to re-up, and I said, well, I have a tradition of re-upping at Open House, and I'm going to continue that tradition. So
yes, we'll be there.
Not to mention, the only money I had was my own cash. I don't spend
my... You weren't spending that.
No. The hat was... That was my money. That was...
No, Jill will have to write a check for the Booster Club.
Yeah. Yes. Give me the check.
You know how it works.
That's right. In the last couple of years, we've had the radio booth at Open House, so it's a perfect opportunity to walk over to the Booster Club booth and pay my money. And if you are listening and you have not been a Booster Club member yet, why not? It's $10. And it goes, that $10 goes a long way to us further supporting our sports programs, regardless of your political views of how money is spent by the state and what happens when the schools get that money and how much they get. That none of that matters. Our sports programs need the support, and the Booster Club has become, it's just grown into this great organization. And I'm friends with all the people that were really running it a few years back when the focus was different and there was nothing wrong with what they were doing, and they worked really hard.
They
were doing all of the jobs that the Booster Club was kind of signed on for, and so they're super dedicated people, and I'm not going to mention names because I'll miss somebody. I don't want to miss anybody, but you guys know who you are, and we know how dedicated you were. But this new kind of direction, it's gone, where we're trying to build it into this, you know, really large thing. The results of that have just been... It's just been great. I mean, the Booster Club, from what I can see, and I haven't gotten to as many meetings as I'd like to, but... I mean, we're able to give back to these sports programs way more than we ever did. And,
sure.
You know, and that's...
Yeah, there's lots of projects we'd like to do down the line. You know, a team locker room that, you know, should look like a team locker room should look.
Oh, absolutely.
It's one thing that I really want to focus on in the future.
Yeah.
Is having a really classy
locker room. You know, this last year with some of the extra funds that we were able to get for the school, you know, they got new lockers for the school lockers, the outside lockers. But the locker room, yeah, you're absolutely right. I haven't been in both, but they're in rough shape. I mean, let's be honest. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. They're run down. They're worn out. And yeah, I think that's an excellent goal to focus on. That's one of those things that we could focus on and fundraise for and get that done, get those overhauled. And
yeah, there's a drive right now too to kind of revamp the weight room, but the weight room is really not in an ideal location for that. It's up on an elevated floor, and it needs to be, for safety reasons, down on the main ground floor.
Sure.
So we really don't, at least I don't want to put a whole bunch of money into the weight room when we really needs to be moved.
Needs to be somewhere else.
Yeah.
And it's, you know,
so hopefully we can find some place to put
it. Well, that's it. That's the big challenge, I think, is where do you put it? There's probably room on the grounds, but that means building a new building, and that's a big undertaking. And I don't think in the existing buildings there's just a place to move it necessarily, but, you know, we got to get creative. They got the bond measure passed, so, you know, that should help things a little bit. It means you're not having to move money that maybe would have been for one thing to something else.
Yeah.
We talked about that endlessly here on Rogue Talk, and you know, and I wasn't a 100% supporter of it, but I was, because in the current fundraising environment or funding environment, I should say, for schools and that, if we want local funding, that's really our only option for local funding. You can't do a local sales tax. It just wouldn't be feasible.
Yeah.
There's just not other avenues. And I hate property taxes. I think they're a terrible way to tax, and we won't get into that today. but because of the environment that we're in, we're kind of at the mercy of what the state is doing, and the state is, we don't have a sales tax, so we can't tack on to that. There's just not other avenues. And so, you know, again, there's things that bothered me with the bond, and probably more so with the previous bond, and worrying that, hey, are you going to handle this properly? Because it seems that at times it wasn't handled properly previously, but we have a lot of new people on the board and a lot of people that I trust. So I was in favor of it, but I had some reservations, and I'm, you know, I plan on kind of holding their feet to the fire and keeping they're promising accountability, and I'm going to be one of those people that's going to hold them to that.
Yeah.
But I think they'll rise to the challenge.
I think you and I were about on the same as far as position with the bond. You know, the last one left a sour taste in my mouth and a lot of other people's.
Which is why the first time around it didn't pass.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I was on the second time around. It's like, well, you know, I'm just kind of like, if it passes, it passes. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I am also going to be one of those people that make sure that money is going where it said it was going to go.
Yes. Yes.
You know? So I want air conditioning that works.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'm going to be showing up in something you don't want to see. So you better fix the air conditioning.
Yeah. you don't want hot, angry Paula coming after you. I can assure you.
Yeah, hot flashes and all. You don't want that. So get it fixed.
Yeah. So we're going to have to take another break, because if I don't, the computer will take it for me. So we will take one more break, and we'll be back with more Paula Wright. Don't go away.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is warning against leaks of classified information that he says can hurt national security. The Justice Department announcement comes amid news reports involving the Trump campaign and White House that relied on classified information. And it comes 1 week after the president called Sessions weak in cracking down on leaks. Sessions says the department is reviewing guidelines related to subpoenas of journalists. The Obama Justice Department brought more leaks cases than all its predecessors combined. It was criticized for maneuvers viewed as needlessly aggressive and intrusive. The department in 2015 revised its guidelines to require additional levels of approval before a journalist could be subpoenaed. On Wall Street, the Dow by 67 points to 22,093. The NASDAQ rose 11. The S&P advanced 5. More details at srnnews.com.
Keeping you informed, giving you the good news. You're listening to 94.3 The Bridge, your hometown voice.
Oh, I wish there was a way to find out what events are going on in Rogue River.
There is.
There is?
Yeah, the website for 94.3 The Bridge.
They have Rogue River events on their website?
Yeah, for Gold Hill, Weimer, and Grants Pass, too. You can even submit your own event for everyone in town to see. And if it's on the website, they automatically talk about it on the radio, too.
That's awesome. What's the address to this site?
It's 943thebridge.com.
N-I-N.
No. Just type the numbers. 943thebridge.com.
Oh, 943thebridge.com. Hey, look, they have the latest local news on there, too.
They have everything on there. 943thebridge.com.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Dennis Crowley. FedEx says it will forego special charges for most packages shipped during the chaotic holiday season this year as it squares off against rival UPS in a fight for a larger share of the millions of items now bought online. FedEx says it will charge extra for packages that are oversized or need special handling. This announcement comes 2 months after UPS announced new surcharges that will affect shipments near Black Friday and the holidays. More police departments nationwide are taking action over concerns about carbon monoxide fumes in Ford Explorer patrol vehicles. Vermont State Police and several other departments in the Northeast are inspecting their fleets or installing carbon monoxide monitors in the vehicles. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 9 points with business.
Welcome back to Rogue Talk, and I am joined by my co-host for the day, Paula Wright. So, Paula, we've talked about quite a few things. Is there anything you wanted to talk about, or can we crank call a few teachers? We know they're on vacation right now, so I've got a few phone numbers.
They probably won't answer, knowing it's us.
Well, if they see your number, yeah, they're definitely not going to answer for sure.
I think you. They wouldn't answer you either.
No.
They would answer me. I was like, oh, I better answer her.
Yeah. So I was thinking we could, or not even teachers, but other staff members. I think Stephanie's back in town. We can crank call Stephanie.
You might not get her on the show then.
We'll leave Stephanie alone because she's going to be on the show very soon. We're going to talk about the Gear Up program. And in fact, my daughter is changing jobs at the school, and she's going to be the secretary, I think, for the Gear Up program.
Yeah.
And it sounds like she may get some other duties. She's been working with Jamie and trying to... They're trying to utilize her the best they can. Unfortunately, she doesn't have any kind of the licensing, either a teaching license or like a counselor. So there's some places where they would love to use her, but they can't. But she's really looking forward to her new job. And
I think she'll be great at it.
And she did. She liked the other job, too. But I think her focus has really become this education focus. And there's been certain college jobs that have really interested her. So when the opportunity to be part of the Gear Up program came about, you know, she was pretty excited about that. So I would be excited about her having a full-time job, but we'll see how this school year goes. I don't think she's listening today. She's just left on a trip out of town, so I'm pretty sure she can't hear me today. So
Well, we've got some new faces too. I'm anxious to meet when I get back. A new science teacher, or two new science teachers, actually.
Yeah, that's right.
And a new counselor.
Yeah. New assistant principal.
Mm-hmm.
And since the assistant principal not sharing the athletic director job anymore, which
correct,
I think is a wonderful idea. Now, JJ is job splitting, but it's not the same, I don't think. I've never liked the assistant principal / AD.
Yeah, I've never liked it either.
It didn't work that well the last time we did it. I don't think it was working that well. And this is not an attack on the people doing the job. I really like Tom, and I really enjoyed working with Tom, at least on the athletic director side. I didn't work with him as the assistant principal because Cameron generally stays out of trouble. But I didn't like that job split, so I'm looking forward to seeing how that it goes this year.
I think it'll be better.
Yeah, I think so. So we're about out of time. Let's plug that event tomorrow. Sheer Attitude, which is right there on the
109 right Main Street.
Right on Main Street, right around the corner from the bank there. Same building where Noah Jarvie has his chiropractor business now. Right across the street from Dollar General. So I've given as much of a description as I can. And what times are you going to be there tomorrow?
10 in the morning to 6 p.m.
10 to 6. And go on Facebook.
Fun door prizes. Come on down.
Oh, cool. So,
you can also join the Booster Club while you're there.
Yeah, there you go. And go on Facebook. Look up the Rogue Beater. You can see tons of pictures of what she does. And that's all the time we have. So be good to one another because Rogue Talk is over.
You've been listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
Listen to Rogue Talk with Jeff Smith, Fridays at 3 p.m. right here on Rogue River's Hometown Voice.
94.3 The Bridge.
Or on demand at 943thebridge.com.